Into item number 30. We're going to move through this slowly and with advice from counsel when needed, and I'm going to turn this over to Commissioner Keeney.
Okay.
Slowly turn it over.
Slowly, I can be interrupted. No. So, this is a discussion on the director, new director process, the selection process. And a while back, the commission decided that it would be good to have a smaller group of us take a look at the process. So we're looking at the process of how this can be accomplished. And where we're at is that applicants have come in, and I think the deadline has passed, so we've got a good pool of applicants. One of the suggestions was for this group, for this committee, there's three of us here and one that's missing, to narrow the field, I guess, to take a look at that bigger pool and try to get it down into a more, you know, the ones that really have all the top qualifications needed for this job. So that's the first thing to discuss and ask the commission if that's the direction you want us to proceed.
I'll open. Can we say how many?
The mic. We got to use the mic.
Can we say how many applicants we received? Okay, we received 19 applications. Can we say, you know, from all over or
from around?
It was a very diverse, a good pool vis-a-vis diversity. Is that?
Talk about individual.
Oh, no, I'm not.
I'm talking very slow. Brad's talking kind of fast.
Okay.
So I heard a question from my fellow Commissioner Keeney. I actually thought we had already answered that question. I thought we had set up the committee and asked them to vet the applications. I thought that's why we had the committee. I, for one, really was pleased to not be on the committee and with the responsibility of going through all the applications. I've got a lot of other things going on right now in this season. And so I'm kind of surprised at the question. I thought we already said, bring us back a selection, and we'll go from there.
Yeah.
Yes. Mr. Baker.
Thank you, Commissioner Thorburn. We thought that as well, but we are trying as hard as we can with the more than able assistance of our attorney to do this 100% above board and appropriately. So it was his advice that before we go any further, we ask the commission again.
In public,
and get... if there's anybody who objects, get that out there, and if not, get ratified for our future work.
And we're prepared to move that direction as early as this week, coming week. So it's not a big delay in any way, shape, or form. It's just it may have been discussed at a teleconference. Some of us may not have been on it, and so it was just a hair unclear. So we thought we'd clear it up and then move forward.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. As somebody who is not on the committee, I completely agree with Commissioner Thorburn. It was my expectation that this small group would take a look at all the applications, and I have complete trust in their ability to do the proper filtering and sorting and come up with a recommendation, and greatly appreciate all the time they've spent on it. I have not seen one application and am not even aware of that the number was 19 or who they are. If we don't go down that same route, I imagine we're into a lengthy delay that would compromise our original timeline. So I'm in complete agreement with Commissioner Thorburn.
Yes.
Same here. Yeah.
Is there any disagreement to that? I guess I'd simplify it.
Well, if you're on there, I'd have to question.
Who are you looking at?
Okay.
Next step.
Wait for it.
This. I don't have any problem with what you're doing. The committee. Some of the things you may want to talk about is: does the committee want to do? Do the rest of you want the committee to pick the best four, or do you want to provide some guidance, or do you want to sort of see a range? In the future, do you want to look at two interview processes from the whole body or one?
We're going to get, that's where we're heading next.
Okay. All right.
So in our thoughts, as we've discussed this, generally you're going to get down to, you know, in the neighborhood, 6 to 8 applicants, I think, that are really top-notch, would be my guess. And that would be, in looking at the past and how we did this, just as historical, we spent a day interviewing about that amount of people, and I think those in-person interviews are hugely important, so you don't want to leave anybody out that, you know, makes the cut, but it won't be necessary to interview 19, I don't believe. So if we were to do that and get down in that range of 6 or 8 that we then say we want to interview, you know, that's a good day's work. And we would be suggesting to schedule a meeting to do that in May if that met with the commission's approval. And then from there, you're probably going to end up with 2 or 3 that you want a second interview with. And at that point, you know, everything is confidential in terms of names all through this process. So we're dealing with people in the terms of A, B, C, D, E, or F, or G, or whatever. But at some point, we would probably get to a point where we do a second interview, and that could possibly be accomplished in conjunction with our June meeting by either looking at the schedule and having it the morning of the Thursday, or you might have to add a day there as well. And this, you know, this is going to take time. It took time last time, and this isn't a place to try to skimp on the time it takes to do the job. So that was essentially, I think, what we were thinking, was to narrow it to a reasonable amount that we could interview in a special meeting in May. Of course, those meetings are open to the public, correct?
Not
the interviews. Interviews are not.
Right.
And those would be at a separate location than here. Just
right.
That's just the right way to do it.
And it's still by letter.
Yeah. And then at that point, we would have discussions and we would bring it to, you know, the next step of a further interview. And, of course, decisions are made in front of the full body or in front of the public.
The final decision is here, where we go through and we go down the line and say whether we're voting for candidate A or B or C. And then whomever we come to an agreement on, I'll go out and call that candidate. We will alert those top 2 or 3 to be ready to stand by the phone, and then we'll come back saying the candidate has accepted or declined, and then take it from there.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Just I can tell the way you're talking, you've probably gone by this threshold question, but in terms of a question of whether or not 19 and at least the diversity spectrum, the question is, was that sufficient, or do you want to reopen to get more candidates, or do you want to keep the door open for additional candidates, or... It sounds like you've passed that threshold, but that's one of the first questions maybe the subgroup might have had to choose or face. Are we okay with this collection that we have now? And if it's 6 or 8 or whatever, I trust the group's ability to find the right lumping and sorting boundary there as to the quality question. But anyway, in terms of the first question, is everybody comfortable that we will have a good enough pool to interview?
Do you want to start? I'm sorry. Okay. Well, take one question at a time. Yeah.
I guess I would look at option C on that one. We get through the, you know, how many ever, 8, 9, whatever. We sat down, we interview them, and all of a sudden red flags are going off that we'd have no potential. Then we have that option then. I don't foresee that, but that would be an option in the back of my mind, that through that interview process, just going, we may need to go back to the drawing board. And if that's an option, I would like to have the mulligan one.
I think that always is is there. Yeah.
Just want to put it out there.
Yeah, no, that's good, yeah.
I was just going to make a comment about what is brought forward by the, or the number that's brought forward by the committee to us. I think we can assume that it isn't going to be 19. I mean, that just isn't how a pool of candidates work. Then that's why we asked to have a committee to screen and select out those who clearly don't meet our needs. But I would be reluctant to put a number, a fixed number, on what the committee brings to us. I would just say, you know, bring us who you think we all should take a look at, and we'll decide on next steps. At that point.
Yes.
With respect to Commissioner McIsaac's question, I agree absolutely with Jay and Brad on that. I'd also like to point out that this is maybe one of the most important decisions we are going to make as the Stein people. And so I don't really believe in putting form over substance. If we the application period, our internal deadline has passed. My assumption is that those are our 19 applicants, and we will choose from them. And if we don't get the perfect person, or at least the almost perfect person, then we would reopen the internal timeline. If, however, in the next couple of weeks we got the perfect application, we'd be coming back to you to ask if we could or should interview that person. So I think we just trust ourselves to handle it professionally and honorably. That puts the people that have put their names out there and applied at a tiny bit of uncertainty, but I don't think it's anything that's going to come to fruition. I just want that leverage and that little bit of opening.
And I think that's protocol normal. And I think
it is.
Yeah. Any further? Then the next step, you want to...
Just to say, you know, looking at the 19 that came in, there was diversity. So I can't really say if they'll all make it through to the interviewees, but I think there will be, and I hope we have a good pool that's diverse. We'll get there when we get there.
And we did talk to, we mentioned this the other day, with the diversity committee and Amy's leadership there, and they put forth a couple of questions that they'd like us to incorporate into our questions. And we haven't reviewed the questions that we used last time, but I think some of those questions are already embedded in what we did before. But if not, we will be including some of those questions in the, for all of us, that'll be part of the interview process. And the diversity committee was encouraged by how we were doing this. Did you want to say anything else about that, Amy?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Just to note what might be obvious, we are happy and willing to serve in this capacity. Tammy also has the applications. Understanding the confidentiality of this, there is no intent on our part to prevent any of you from getting all 19 of them and just leaping through them if you want to. So that's completely up to you. We'll do our process next week and bring you some names, but you have access to all of them as well.
And I would really appreciate that, whether I do it or not, but no, it would be good. And there again, I may be getting way ahead of the process, but you'd kind of touched on it. I know last time we did that, there was, you know, and there again, you need some basic canned questions. But I do think that we need to have a little flexibility in the interviews to where if something comes up that, you know, I mean, there's nine of us, so we all can't ask nine separate questions. But if there's somebody with a burning question, I think that should be able to be in the...
And I understand, and I'm not going to get into the HR area, but maybe Bill can answer this. But when I've raised that question before, I was told that you can't deviate because you have all interviewees have to be treated exactly the same. Because if not, then you run the risk of. Do you know that HR stuff?
Not in detail, Mr. Chair. I think that there's probably a fine line. There's probably too far, and we can certainly investigate this and provide you some.
Yeah, because I understand what Mr. Holzmiller's saying. Yeah. And it's just that where we cross that line, we need to know.
Yeah, so I think some follow-up questions, you know, as you get an answer or something that you know, but a whole new subject or something that only one gets is probably. Yeah.
And there again, I thoroughly understand that, but I still would like it kind of that option open if you see, you know, a strength or a weakness to be able to.
Well, what he said, the follow-up question.
I think that's where the trick's
going. That's the avenue, yeah.
Okay, thank you.
Okay.
Wanted to offer up Susan Mink again, our HR director. She is available. She's got resources. She has a suite of behavioral questions to make available to you. She's ready to be a resource. So really lean on her. I've told her that, you know, she and I can work to make sure that she frees up her time in a timely way for you guys if you need her or you want to have conversations about how to move it forward, asking ASCAR HR questions, putting together the right sort of panels or putting together the right questions for each panel or thinking about systems, all of that she can help you with.
Maybe having her take a first cut at some questions, including like the diversity, make sure that those are covered in there. Mm-hmm. And looking at some of the questions from last time, and if there's, so at least all the commission could look at those questions and see how we want to add or, you know, or tweak or something like that. Is that?
Yes. Yes. Exactly. So Susan has provided questions. You're waiting to get to this step?
Right, yeah, exactly. Yeah.
So I'll work with Amy next week
okay.
with Susan.
And have the diversity question placed in. Yeah.
But even in that vein, maybe
she could come in for 20 minutes before we start the interview process just to give us some sideboards.
I think that's needed, yeah, just to make sure that,
Okay.
Yeah, because last time, we had the consulting people there, so she should be there. Yeah.
Here's a question on the process by which the interview questions are finalized. So, if there's you're asking for a draft from our HR expert, that's a good start. But what about getting to a stage of finality on what the actual questions would be? Has the subgroup thought about that one?
When we talked about it, we thought that's a really important part, and we first got some input from Amy on some of the types of questions we should be looking at for diversity and inclusion and all that. So once this list of the questions is prepared, I think what we were thinking was to get that out to the full commission for input, and then after that input, finalize those questions.
Yeah. Good.
With the realization that, you know, there has to be a time
that we're...
So are you asking Susan to put together that first cut of questions? Yeah.
Yeah.
So you'd like her to do that?
With the diversity tweaking. Go.
Well, just as the commission takes a look at the questions and gives input, just remind you that we've had a lot of input from both the public and staff on qualities and all, and so we should keep those in mind as we're finalizing our questions, because those will be
and we've all seen that
we want to be looking for. Yeah.
Okay, Robert.
that was absolutely going to be my point, as well as the fact that I reviewed the questions that you all used last time, and I thought the order was a little wrong, but I thought they were very good questions, and so. I guess I don't want to waste Susan's time by having her come up with something that is less tailored to us if we're just going to change them. So if it's okay with you guys, maybe since I'm here, I could come up and meet with Amy and Tammy and Susan and just kind of process that a bit. The other thing I wanted to say, this meeting, more than any other that I can remember, kind of sounded like an Oscar show where everybody was thanking everybody all the time. There was a ton of thanks, and that's all good, appreciating both staff and others. bringing Susan into this isn't new. She has been very helpful from the start, as has Tammy. So I guess on behalf of all of us, we wanted to appreciate that, even though we know it's aggravating at times. It's been, and her being brand new has made it doubly, at least a little bewildering to her how we function. So,
a little bewildering to us.
Thank you.
Yeah. Yes. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. What the questions are is an extremely important part of this, and so, to whatever extent the questions from the last time could be well known to the candidates being asked, we ought to be careful about that. I'm not exactly sure how much to get into this in open session, but the question should not be known to anybody when they walk through the door. And so as we move through all of this, we ought to be cognizant of that.
Actually, I'm not sure I agree with Commissioner McIsaac on that. I have often been in the practice of providing the questions to candidates in advance. We're trying to really get to know this person, and with scenarios and things like that, I to have a little thought go into it in advance, so that we maybe get to the real person might be helpful. So I don't feel that questions need to be that confidential.
Maybe, though, it's fair. If you are to provide it to everyone.
Right. Oh, absolutely.
For using questions from before, then maybe we have to consider providing it to everyone up front.
Depending on what the questions are, I could agree to distributing in public for everyone. Mm-hmm. But if that's not the case, then I think we need to be careful about the questions, and it should not be available to anyone.
And I've been involved in numerous searches like this where both you got the questions before and then and it is more beneficial. I found out you get to learn more if the person's prepared than just responding off the cuff. So, but we have to make sure that fairness is the common denominator there, that everybody gets it, which I think with Susan's help, we get that.
My perspective on that is that a combination of some questions that are off the cuff and some questions that people prepare for works really well. I did not mean to imply, I appreciate you bringing that up, Commissioner McIsaac. I did not mean to imply that we would reorder last time's questions and then that would be our questions. We have gotten so much input from the public and especially from the staff. I think that there will be a significant reworking, but they were pretty good questions.
And the follow-up questions will always provide that,
I kind of like the combination answer, if people are leaning toward doing some, because ability to think on your feet is a characteristic that we're going to be looking at. And so, giving the questions in advance is kind of like a take-home exam or an online exam. We give enough people enough time to do that. Exactly who's doing it out there, and who are they getting help
80%?
From? And pretty easy to get 100% if you have a long enough take-home exam, and your brother's really good at it.
Mr. Chair, on that topic, and others can refresh my or correct me if my recollection is not correct. I think what we did was for the first go around, we did share the questions in advance, and then for the callback interview, we did not have questions.
Yeah.
And so that might be, I think that gets at your point of Commissioner McIsaac about the ability to, think quickly and address. So something maybe it might be worthwhile if we can look back and figure out what we did last time. Not to say that we have to do it the same way every time, but.
Mm-hmm. And there again, I feel better after the follow-up questions, because I'll assure you I'm going to be looking at an altogether different set of skills than I did last time, because there again, experience is what you get by making mistakes, and there's some of us have gained some experience, so I think we're looking at an altogether different type. So When the structure deals good, because that way you can tell people have done their homework and have put a little time into it and didn't just crawl off the plane and go, I'll see if I can wing my way through this. But like Don said, they've got to be able to think on their feet. And those kind of follow-up questions, you can truly see what a person has in his heart, because they'll pop it off. And, you know, we all say stuff right off the top of our heads that are wrong, but lots of times you can really see what somebody has in their heart and what they're thinking and how they do think quickly. So,
all good stuff.
So, to circle back around, is everybody then ready and committed if Tammy was to send around a doodle poll or whatever to see when we could schedule the meeting for interviews in May? And then also to, let's ask that question first. Is everybody good with that?
We have a call this next Friday, a regular scheduled call. So if you need to go back, look at your calendars. Maybe if we're not ready today, make that decision next Friday or coming up Friday.
Yep. Yeah, I'm not ready today. I don't have my calendar.
Doodle poll, yeah.
So I just want to offer that if you're interviewing 8 people, you might need a day and a half.
Yeah. Yeah. You need the half hour between and
right.
the people that
yep.
come and they go, and you
I think that's what we
an hour
we were
long
planning
interview.
That.
Maybe you want an hour and a half interview with people.
Well, and most of you will need at least 2 days.
Yeah.
Here.
Yeah.
That's what we were thinking.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, so we'll discuss that at the call on Friday. And then the second question is, does everyone agree that we would move to a more specific interview of a fewer set of those that we interview in May? Sometime in June. And I would suggest attaching it to our normal meeting for those of us who have to travel makes a lot of sense.
You may have just answered that question of mine. Did you mean at our meeting? I see it's on our June 16th agenda.
That would be the decision, but as far as the second round interview, I think is what Jay is referring to, adding extra time for that.
Okay.
That either has to occur. It depends on when we want the final decision to be made. So, I didn't see. Is it on the June agenda as a
final decision
for the Saturday?
For the Saturday,
what we did last time.
Yeah.
So, if it's possible, then we could do interviews on Wednesday or Thursday.
Yeah, yeah. And I think that's we have to shoot for that if we're because then July is going to get weird.
We don't meet in July.
I know, but. Even trying to schedule special and then August. So
the option I see is add a day, which is tough, but it's okay. And so we have Wednesday to do interviews, and we continue with our normal schedule of proviso and our other items, or we clear our other items out of Thursday morning to allow interviews.
Yeah.
We can follow that up and call when we look.
It just might be good for get people's druthers.
I would go with what other Jay said, you know, your druther, clear the other Thursday stuff. Yeah.
Well, what if we did like an 8 to noon Thursday morning?
That would be fine.
For 2 people?
I can't do a Wednesday.
And a little direction to the, well, we can decide that after our interview of the larger group. Are we going to try to bring forward 2 or 3, or what seems reasonable?
Yeah, that will determine the time needed then too.
I think we'll have to play itself out a bit.
Yeah.
So let me make sure I understand. So we're talking about Thursday doing something and then on Saturday also doing something?
The decision.
Okay. And so Thursday would be interviewing a small number of people, and then there would be some sort of a closed session discussion after that, and then sleep on it, and then on Saturday would be an open session vote.
Just so long as any closed session discussion has nothing to do with the decision.
Right.
That has to be made out in public.
I've been involved in 2 of these votes, and one was split, and one was unanimous. So it doesn't, it can go either way.
But in closed session, you would just talk about the pros and cons of that.
And make no decisions.
And that actually, the last time it happened Saturday morning, like you met at 7 to 8 before our regular meeting started, and then you might have had public input or something, and then you had the decision at maybe 9 or 10 o'clock that morning.
So in this model, there's a day in between.
Just like the last time.
Just like last time, yeah.
Okay. If that's the way we're going, there'll have to be quite a bit of surgery on this June agenda, because there are some important things on Thursday, and there are a large list of things on Friday. So if we could just put that on our next conference call as well.
I don't have any times for the June agenda, so I don't know how long we still take at this time, as we throw it on the draft.
Yeah, but you can just count the number of agenda items and know that it's way over.
So. All right.
Yep.
As long as we're throwing out options for the final interview, which may or may not be premature, because maybe we'll know. I'm not sure. Yeah. But we should plan for a June smaller group. We also need to make a decision at some point that a couple of the requests that we got from staff were that at some point in the interview process, two groups, one was the diversity group and one was the EMT, not that they participate in the interviews, but they be permitted to sit in and maybe give us some input later. And so we need to decide whether we're going to do that or not. And it wasn't the whole EMT. It was just a EMT, which is executive management team participation, and also diversity group. So if we're not going to do that, we should just consider whether we are or not.
Amy, you have something?
That was what I was going to suggest as well, is that there is interest in the EMT to have the final two candidates come and sit and chat and be able to provide some input to y'all from their perspective. And then there was another idea, and I can't remember where the idea, if it was in the write-up, but that there might be value in having an informal meet and greet with the two final candidates with the greater community that you might want to do as well. I've seen that done in other communities. It's up to y'all.
Now, I may be way out in left field on this one, but there again, depending upon what the person's status is at their job, they may not want somebody to know that they're off interviewing for another job. So that would be the downfall to that one, because there again, if I remember right, a lot of this was very confidential until they were offered a job and they agreed to accept it. So that would be something that needed to be thought through on that one.
Do you have something to say, Bill?
I just wanted depending on who your last two are, how much is known about them, you traditionally do some type of reference checks, and how that may wrap in and when. Maybe something when you talk with Susan to sort of calendar that idea out also.
And if we could look to the last time too, we did do that. So
just to expand on that, if there could be reference checks on the 5, 6, 7, 8 or whatever it's going to be, that might have something to do with who the two are or two or three are. If we found out something in a reference check of someone who otherwise would have hit the two, I would want to know that before.
So I'm just thinking, so we should be down to a 7 or 8, 9 number. I don't know what the number, but some number after this week with the committee. At that point, we probably need to start reference checks on those going into the interview process. And so you'll have all your interview checks or your reference checks done, you know, even before you get to the top two or three. So that, but that should start as soon as we get to the smaller
league. Yeah. And our hope was to do that Thursday in a open call with the committee.
In my experience, we usually do reference checks after the first interview, because you don't want to, number one, out people, and number two, waste a lot of our time and their time.
You have to sign a form.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that would be my proposal, is that we wait for the interviews, we say, hey, yeah, we like you or you, and then we do the reference checks.
That's standard procedure.
Okay.
Are we... Bill, are we missing it? Okay.
Didn't seem to hear a consensus on the meet and greet with the EMT or a social thing. In terms of... having the staff engaged, I think there's some positives to that in terms of, we've asked the staff to offer some perspectives, and I think the staff probably would appreciate seeing these folks. Maybe they might know them, maybe they might not. But anyway, I think that would be a positive. Of course, there'd have to be the understanding that we're looking for any input, and there isn't any veto power out there or anything like that. But there are some positives to that. I'm not sure what the rest of the group would like to do about it.
Yeah, and Meg, can I? And I know there is, and Chair Smith, Dr. Smith knows this better than I do. But I know in the academic world, oftentimes, when you're looking for to hire a professor or somebody, you have them do a job talk or kind of, and they give a little presentation on an area of expertise that they've been working on, and
I sang Old Man River.
I think there's some merit to that, and I think that would be directed to the staff, and I guess if a commissioner wanted to attend, they could as well. But I hear Commissioner Holzmiller. I'm not quite sure. At some point, the cat's out of the bag. And I guess it depends on the candidate. So I don't.
Amy, are you going to break into song?
Yes, I am. No, I'm not. So what Bill just reminded me is that we preserved in the application materials that we would share who they were if they made it to the final round. So applicants know that. We were going to double check it, but our memory is that we told them we're going to tell who they are in that final round.
And that's pretty standard operating procedure.
And one more thing about coming to EMT. I guess in my mind it would be the applicants would come one at a time and with the smaller committee. Like you would sit with us and then they would leave and then we all just have a talk. We weren't thinking we'd write down anything. You would just be with us as we talk to them and you would hear what the conversation is.
Yeah, I think what Commissioner Keogh is saying is done not just in the academic world, but in others to do a presentation.
Oh, yes.
But again, in also how many public engagements do we want to have? We are limited by time and that. So what would be really nice versus what has to happen to do what we can do.
I can make an observation. If we're talking about June and the finalists on Thursday and then our decision on Saturday, the finalists could be around for a while and we could set up an evening public meet and greet or something like that. We've engaged the public so much through this process by inviting their input. I would suspect there might be some interest in seeing the final whatever, a couple or three or whatever. I know in Spokane, when a public person is being hired, there's almost always, the police chief or whatever, there's almost always a public opportunity to meet the finalists. And I think logistically we have the opportunity to set that up. And I kind of like the idea.
Yeah. Yeah. It could, if there's only a couple, three, then yeah.
How much social torture do we want to do?
Yeah, we can gauge their level of... we can gauge their pain sensitivity.
I think I really support the EMT idea. That seems really good.
And that night would be a perfect time to do.
Yeah, the whole public. I don't know. There's something about it that makes me nervous.
Our whole public is the state.
Yeah.
Well,
that's where you've got
it can become a gala function. I mean,
you charge.
And yeah, you can make money at it. No.
I like the gladiator kind of.
And expectations of people at something like that are you giving them a chance to help you with the decision? And I don't know, it just gets a little slippery for me.
Pull the cards, 10.
But I'm not opposed to having something like that. I'm all for parties. I love parties. But I don't know. It might be opening it up too wide.
So I know we're going to lose a couple members here pretty soon to
see me fidget in
that. Airport. So before that happens, are we clear on this now? With some things, we'll fall out depending on who and all of that.
Further discussion.
And then the committee will talk in public on a conference call on Thursday. And are we missing anything, Counselor? Okay. And then we will talk as a commission on Friday, at which time we will brief, the committee will brief.
It says on Friday.
Okay. All right, well then, I think we can bring item number 30 to